In our gospel this morning, we hear John the Baptist say, "I did not know him," which is a kind of interesting thing in the sense that John certainly was the one enlivened by the Holy Spirit in the womb of his mother. When the greeting reached the ears of Elizabeth and John, still in the womb, leaped for joy. He would have grown up knowing who Jesus was. He would have grown up possibly knowing the stories that Mary must have told Elizabeth, and I'm sure Elizabeth told John. And yet we hear in our gospel today, "I did not know him." When we hear this in John's gospel here at the beginning, we should also hear in the back of our minds, because it's at the end of John's gospel, Peter's words, "I do not know him." And the two can be taken together. The beginning of John's gospel, "I did not know him." Peter at the end of John's gospel, "I do not know him." Because those two phrases actually capture what happens in the spiritual life, in our life with Christ. John's "I did not know him" is not that of someone who lacks faith or courage. It is someone who is actually surprised by what the Lord is doing, by who this Jesus really is. His "I did not know him" doesn't mean that John didn't have an idea that this was the Messiah. It means that John did not know him to be the Son of God, which it tells us at the end of the gospel. John did not know, in a sense, that the Lord was going to save his people with these great signs and through this man in this way. At the beginning of the gospel, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." You can almost hear John saying, "I thought we were going to get a Messiah, and we got a Lamb who expiates sin. I thought we were going to get a leader and a ruler who would help us walk in this world reconciled to God as the people of Judah, the new Israel. But actually we get a Messiah who creates a new world." And so John says, "I did not know him." So the challenge that John presents to us is, are we walking with the Lord day in and day out in such a way that we expect and are open to the Lord surprising us in what the Lord reveals to us? Are we open to the Lord challenging us, asking us to do something that we ourselves would not think of to do, such that we might say, "I never thought the Lord would put this in my life. I did not know him." That's where John is. At the end of the gospel, though, we see Peter, who knows the Lord, and could say, "I know the man. I've been walking with him. Matter of fact, the Spirit has revealed to me, and I said out loud, 'You are the Son of God.'" And Jesus even said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Peter, but my Father in heaven. And so I'll name you Kephas, rock." So Peter knows him, but then the challenge comes, a time of trial, and we know that Peter says, "I do not know the man." So for us in our own walk, this is how this works. If you're open to listening to the Lord's challenge, the Lord is going to do just that. He's going to ask us to grow. He's going to ask us to be stretched, to break open our hearts again in forgiveness, to break open our lives again in generosity. The Lord won't let us rest, so he's going to speak that word of challenge to us. And then comes the temptation for us to speak the word of denial. It always goes hand in hand. The Lord will continue to walk with us throughout our lives. But the Lord, if we walk with him, will carry us down a path that we ourselves might not have chosen. And so day after day, will come the opportunity to say, enough. My heart's given enough. My heart's forgiven enough. My heart has been broken enough. My life has been scattered enough. Whatever it is, but the Lord's going to take you where you would not go if you're willing to let him. I did not know him. I do not know him. We're right in the middle of that all the time. In our first reading, Isaiah, he says, I know that I'm called and I'm the servant of the Lord. And the Lord says to him, it's not enough that you're a servant. I'm going to make you a prophet to the nations so that you aren't simply going out to reconcile Israel. I'm sending you out as a blessing to all, to speak my word of healing, of comfort, of forgiveness, of challenge. In our own lives, the Lord says the same thing. It's not enough that you simply are my servant. The Lord says to us, who he has called here, you are my prophet. So I send you into the midst of this community. Here, Southern Ohio, your family, your place of business. I send you into the world as a light to the nations. It is not simply enough that we serve the Lord in a way that suits us. The Lord says you're going to serve in a way that you're a blessing and a light and bring my presence wherever you go. In our second reading, Paul, this is the opening of his letter to the Corinthians. He goes and he announces to them and he says, here is the faith, and they accept it. And he's with them for 2 years, but then Paul leaves. He goes on in his next missionary journey, and while he's gone, they immediately begin to say, we do not know him. They fall back into pagan practices. They pick up other practices. And so now Paul's writing to them, and he's going to challenge them. Remember the faith into which you have been baptized. Remember the challenge that living the faith is. But also remember the great grace, the power, and the peace that comes from living in the light of the Lord's gospel and in the Spirit. That's what Paul's going to say to them. So that's what Paul says to us today. As we live day in and day out and seek to be the Christian that the Lord calls us, we ask for the grace to be open to the Lord challenging us, to surprising us in such a way that we would say, I did not know the Lord could act this way or would act this way in my life. And we pray for the courage to overcome the temptation, to be victorious in the trial, when the devil will tempt us to say, I do not know him. And so we ask for the grace specifically that the Holy Spirit descends upon us, right? Baptized with the Holy Spirit as we are. And that we, like John in the last line, can say, I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God and that we know him.